Hi you guys, welcome back to this channel. Guess what, I got another poem for you today. So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time you happen to be watching this video. I hope that this one blesses you in whatever way, because you are watching it for a reason, you're seeing it for a reason. And this specific poem, it's called Patience. It's about patience. I was just studying all the Bible verses I can about patience. And so I got like a couple Bible verses to share with you guys, and that I kept going back to throughout the week when I was looking at them. So the first one is Philippians 4:6. This is the Contemporary English Version. And it says, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God. And that one, it was one of the ones I kept going back to as a person who struggles with worrying about everything, running every bad possibility that can possibly happen. Oh, that's like, you can't worry about everything. Worrying doesn't change anything. It literally doesn't make the situation better or worse. It doesn't change anything, doesn't help you move forward, doesn't do anything. It can keep you where you are though. It can keep you stuck. So you can't worry about everything. So I like that it said, don't worry about anything. Like, once you pray and give it to God, like, give it to Him. Don't keep it on yourself. It says that we're supposed to cast our cares on Him. So, are we doing that if we're still worried about it after we pray about it? No. And I know, because this poem's about patience, it can be hard sometimes. You feel like it's been a long time, like you feel like you've been in the dark for so long, like you feel like you're by yourself, but you're not. It might feel like it, but you change your mindset. You look back at what He's already brought you through. You'll see that He's been there. He's still here. One of the other verses is Romans 12:12, and I also have the Contemporary English Version, but I also have another version, and I'm not sure which version this is. Like, it looks similar to the King James Version, but it's not the exact wording, so I'm not sure what the other version is, but I like the other version better. But I'll read the Contemporary English Version first, and it says, let your hope make you glad, be patient in time of trouble, and never stop praying. And the other version, which I like a little bit more better, I think the wording, it says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. I feel like it just gets straight to it. I feel like the other one has like extra words in there that aren't necessarily necessary. But regardless, it's saying the same things. And it's hard to be patient when you're going through something. And that's why prayer is so important. But prayer can't be a one-way conversation where only you are talking. You have to actually also sit, be still, and listen. Because how can you hear the answer to your prayers if you're not ever listening? So you have to be patient, be still. You stop doing the talking so you can start doing the hearing. And the last Bible verse I'm gonna share with y'all is Psalms 41, and says, I patiently waited, Lord, for you to hear my prayer. You listened, because He's always listening. And it might not seem like He's there, but He's there. And sometimes we have to go through things to, you know, to be able to understand the lesson that he's trying to teach us. Because maybe we're being hard-headed and not listening. But let's go ahead and get into the poem. I think I've talked long enough here. Please don't forget what is coming because of your current circumstance. All you need is a right in your hand. So be still and focus on what you do have. Too many only see what isn't there. But just wait and you'll see. In every situation, look back. You'll see that you weren't fighting alone. Every time his hand kept you protected, not once did he leave you stranded. But when we leave, we blame him. Take a breath and sit in his presence. Be patient, for he is at work. That one's that one. It's a little shorter. I don't think I need to go too much deeper into any of the other, any of the things I said in this poem after sharing the Bible verses, but, I guess one thing that could be pulled out is when I said, all you need is right in your hand. And I was referring to in the Bible when God's talking to Moses, and Moses like giving all these excuses, for why he can't be, shouldn't be the one to get his people out of Egypt and go to Pharaoh. But God was like, I'm right here. Like, what's in your hand? Like your staff. Like, use it. Like, you don't have it for nothing. Like, you already have what you need. It's right here. So whatever God has plan for you, whatever you are supposed to be doing, you already have what you need to get started. You might think you don't have it, but you do. You don't have to be at level 20 like you see other people. Some people are on a different chapter or a different level in the video game or a different chapter in the book. When you're on chapter 5 and they're on chapter 30, you can't compare where they are to where you are. And you can't get to where they are if you don't ever get started. But that's all for that one. You guys, I can't wait to share another one with you guys. Bye.